Blog Talk Radio.
Somebody shout hallelujah to the King tonight. Church, are you ready to take back all that the enemy has stolen? Reclaim the systems of this world for the kingdom of this world. I become the kingdom of our Lord. How can we walk around and tell them, take it back, take it back, take it back, take it back, take it back? Tonight, Father, we reclaim the mountains. We go forth in the power and authority. Come on, let's see, lift it down. Say, can you hear?
Can you hear the call of the warrior? Can you feel the courage
of God?
Now's the time. Now's the time to put on your armor. Now's the time to stand up to God.
Can you hear?
Can you hear the call of the warrior? Can you feel the courage?
Praise the Lord, glory to God.
Apostle,
are you on the line?
Yes. Bishop Collins.
Bishop, are you on the line?
Yes, yes.
This is Evangelist Hannah. I just want to thank God for everyone that has called on the phone lines and all our internet listeners. And that God use you tonight, man of God, in the name of Jesus. And at this time, I yield the line to you.
Amen. Truly we give God praise, honor, and glory. Amen. Sons and daughters of the kingdom of God, the Most High God, we just give God praise. Amen. We thank God, amen, for, amen, our overseer and our apostle, no other than Apostle Carl Flowers. Amen. Not able to be with us on the day, amen, doing kingdom duties, amen, but nevertheless, amen, I stand in the gap for him, amen, glory be to God. We just give God praise, we give God glory and honor, amen, and what we want to do, we want to pray and we want to plunge into the word of God. Do not touch that radio dial, whatever you may be calling from on the land phone, amen, glory be to God, either on computer, amen, access. You need to stay put, amen, for this hour of power, because I'm telling you, God is about to move in this place. Amen. There is a prophetic word that awaits you on today. Amen. Glory be to God. So let us just begin to pray. Eternal God, our Father, we say thank you, one that rules and super rules this world. And Father God, we just say thank you, O God, for being merciful, being kind, O God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you that you have, amen, called us sons and daughters in your kingdom, O God, that we have access to you, which is our King, the King of glory, according to Psalms 24. And Father God, we just say thank you, Lord Jesus, for it's only through you that we live, that we move, and that we have our being. And Father God, as we begin to go forth, O God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, loose your supernatural anointings to take place on today, O God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we just say thank you. Amen. Glory be to God that you're going to loose this rhema word for this prophetic time and for this season, O God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, let it flow in the name of Jesus. Bring back the backsliders, O God. In the name of Jesus, let this word, amen, fall on ears that will come open, O God, and it will penetrate through their stony hearts, O God, that it would be a heart of flesh, O God, so that they would know what thus says the Lord in this time and in this season. O God, we pray and we come before you, O God, with thanksgiving on our hearts, with praises on our lips, O God, and as we continue to go forth in the word of God, Lord, at the end, let them say, what must I do to be saved? In Jesus' name, and let the kingdom of God say, amen. Truly, we thank God for you. My name is Bishop Stevie Collins, amen, of Bearers of the Ark Covenant Kingdom Ministry, amen. And we are just elated to be here on today, amen, to share with you, amen, some things, amen, some hidden, amen, wisdom, some hidden knowledge, amen. Glory be to God that I believe what the word of God says, that in the last days, that he's going to pour out of his spirit among all flesh, and your sons and your daughters will begin to prophesy, dream dreams and visions. Amen. Glory be to God. And this is what God is saying for this time and in this season, that I am about to loose unto you and pour out of his spirit, amen, up on all flesh. Amen. Glory be to God. So this is the most exciting time, amen, to know that this is the end time, and we know that God is moving like never before. God is moving like never before. What we want to do is we want to talk to you on tonight. Is that all right? Amen. We want to talk to you on tonight about times and seasons. Times and seasons. Now, when you begin to look at these two words, you would think that these words means the same. Amen. But there is a differentiation between these words. Amen. Glory be to God. So we give God praise and honor. We thank God that God has given us times and he's given us seasons. Amen. Surely there is a difference. Amen. But I want you to know that some of us are living in our time. Amen. All of us are really living in our time, but we may not be living in our season. We have to know what season is. Amen. So we're going to answer these questions on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. So you stay tuned. Amen. For these next 30 to 45 minutes and watch and see when God move. Watch God speak to your heart concerning some things that you have questioned and asked the Lord on this week. And I just believe that no matter when you may hear this, you may look it up in the archives some days later, but guaranteed this is a fresh word. Amen. No matter when you may hear this, amen, glory be to God, you're going to know that this is still fresh. I thank God for God's word that it just stays fresh. Amen. You can smell the aroma coming out of the oven. So Some people say it's a fax from heaven. Some people say it's an email, but we thank God that it's coming from God. Amen. I'm going to turn your attention briefly to the book of Psalms. Psalms, amen, Psalms 1, a very familiar verse, but I want you to pay attention, amen, to, amen, these verses that makes up, amen, Psalms 1. And then what we're going to do, we're going to go to Ecclesiastes, the third chapter. Ecclesiastes, the third chapter. And what we're going to do, I'm going to have Prophetess Melissa to read it, and then I'm going to come back with you, amen, with a demonstration. All right?
Amen. Psalms 1,
yes.
The third verse. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1. To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heavens.
Now, you may look at that and say, well, the pastor explained to me years and years upon years, and nothing really stuck out to me, but there is some key words that is in the book of Ecclesiastes, amen, that I believe that God allowed it to go in this book, amen, to catch our attention, especially, amen, for those that is living in the last days. I want to talk to you about two words, time and seasons. Times and seasons. We have to understand that time is such a broad word because whether it be 50 years or 70 years, amen, that makes up your time. God has given man, amen, the ability, amen, to have the time, and he's given us, amen, the ability to govern, amen, govern the time. Amen. So when we look at the word time, it can last for 50 years, it can last for 100 years, and then time will run out. What God is really saying here, amen, there is a time for everything, amen, that is underneath the sun, amen, that is in the earth, and God lets us be patrolmen of our own time, amen. Glory be to God. What we do with our time is up to us. And I want you to know, my brother and sister, amen, that God is going to judge us with the time that we did, the time that he have allotted unto us. Amen. God said that he gave, you know, in this time, amen, that there's time for war and there's time for peace. Amen. And through these verses, amen, chapter 3, 1 through 11, and it begins to make scenarios on the different things that he has given us to do in this time, amen, a time to love and a time to hate, a time to refrain from crying, a time to embrace, amen, glory be to God. So when we look at these things, we have to know when is our time to do these things, amen. Time could be broad because if you notice the third chapter, amen, and it goes from the first verse through the 11th verse where it talks about the different things and the different things in time. So it makes it broad, amen. It makes it broad that you can do a lot of things in your time, depending on how much time God had given us. Amen. A newborn baby can die at the age of 3. God had given him 3 years, amen, of time, while somebody else may have 100 years of time. But what we do with our time is very, very important. And God would hold us accountable for what we do with our time. Amen. Let us move to the next word, which is called your season. Amen. Season is more specific. Amen. It works on a more specific. Amen. Glory be to God. Because in this season is divided by time. Amen. You can only work out of your time through your season. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. So season works in specifics. Amen. And I believe that the prophetic, amen, in these years to come, amen, that God is really working in the area of specifics. Amen. We serve a specific God, amen, and God made a specific people. If that's the case, amen, glory be to God. The word of God says, if my people, amen, glory be to God. These is specific people, amen, that God have called and sent out to do certain things that he wanted us to do. So he's working in the area of specifics. And this is just a prophetic, amen, word that is coming forth even right now that you know, what God spoke to me one morning, he told me that I am about, amen, glory be to God, in these times, amen, I'm about to separate, amen, the prophets, amen, from the fake ones. Amen, glory be to God. So many times we can go to a service and hear other people saying the same thing, and then we begin to feed off of that and deliver it to somebody else, and they put you up to be a prophet. Amen, glory be to God, knowing you didn't get that from God, but you got that from somebody else. Amen, but God said that I am about to do a new thing. Amen, where what I'm going to do is I'm going to close the mouths of the false prophets. Amen, and I know somebody, God, have already spoke that too, because the thing about that is when God speaks to the prophets, amen, God speaks as one. Amen, God speaks as one. Amen, glory be to God. So what God is saying is I'm going to cause a differentiation to come between the real prophets of God and the fake ones. The Bible says if it was possible, it could even fool the very elect. Amen, but the word of God says if. It was possible. Amen. My brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus, God is asking for us to put on that mantle, amen, of righteousness, amen, and holiness. And this is what's going to begin to separate you, amen, from the falsehood. Amen. Glory be to God. Nobody want to talk about holiness and righteousness no more. Amen. Nobody want to say that holiness has become my house. Amen. Glory be to God. My dwelling place. A place where I can go and continuously reside. Amen. Glory be to God. So God is working in the area of specifics. Amen. We know when we hear people prophesy, some of them prophesy in general. Amen. Glory be to God. But God said that I'm about to bring some specifics unto the real people of God, unto those houses where I'm going to begin to call names out. I'm going to begin to call names out, and I'm going to begin to work special miracles. Amen, glory be to God. And God is going to, amen, begin to, amen, glory be to God, to call out different names. Amen, to call out specifics in time. Amen, that God is going to do this thing. Amen, glory be to God. So, you know, just as well as God did it, amen, back in the days, amen, when the prophet came into Hezekiah and told him, amen, get thine house in order, for thou shalt surely die. Amen, glory be to God. That was operating in the prophetic of specifics. Amen, glory be to God, and how God began to change that thing around because Hezekiah began to pray. Amen, glory be to God. So I believe that this is what God is saying, and this is what God is doing, amen, at this time. Amen, because God is going to do it. Even talking about seasons, there is different seasons that makes up your time. We're used to the summer, spring, fall, and winter. Amen, glory be to God. Four seasons that makes up the year. Amen, glory be to God. So seasons works out of time. Within all of your time that God gives you, there is a season where you will be blessed. There is a season, amen, where you will be exalted. Amen. There is a season, amen, of when, you know, if you come down some, where God would allow you to fade off the scene for a while. He haven't forgotten about you, but he allows you to, amen, to go down to the valley, amen, sometime. Amen. Glory be to God. So these is seasons in your time. But my brother and sister, what God told me to talk about is you have to know your time and your season. It's so crucial that you understand your time and your season, because, my brothers and sisters, if you walk in the wrong time, amen, then you will err. Amen. God didn't deny it, but it's delayed. Delayed, but not denied. God promised you that he was going to do a specific work for you. Amen. And that time do not line up with your time. Amen. This is what God is saying here, that it was not your time, but your time will come. You ever got prophesied to of somebody's sister, you're going to get a car, you're going to get a house, and go to the car lot and get it? Amen. This is where prophets mess up at, because sometimes they give the right prophecy, but then when God stops talking, they continue to talk, and then they begin to call out different times. Amen. If you go tomorrow and lay your hands on a car, you're going to get it. But God is saying that I want you to go through some more. I want you to appreciate, amen, your car. Amen. So this is what God is saying here, that I didn't deny you, but I delayed it because it was not your time. And my brothers and sisters, it is so important, amen, to tap into that supernatural, amen, and have a relationship with God where you would know what is your time and what is your season. And when is your time and when is your season? Amen. Just because you see that the church is being blessed, that does not mean that it's your time. It may be your time for something else. Amen. I want to talk about three words on today. I want to talk about do, do, and do. Amen. Well, you said, well, he just said the same word three times. Well, it may be the same word, but it's different meanings and different pronunciations. Amen. Glory be to God. Listen, in your season, you're going to understand the three do's. Amen. And when you have mastered this, you're going to know when God is talking to you, and you're going to know when God is moving, and you're going to be able to know when to go ahead and get what you deserve. Amen. Glory be to God. Listen, I'm telling you, the word of God lets us know that God's benefits, it is loaded every day. Amen. His blessings, God is loading us with blessings every day. Amen. Glory be to God. So we have to be careful not to miss out on our blessings in our season. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen. We have to know when not to miss out on our blessings in our season. Amen. When you know when your season is, amen, there is not a no in your season. Amen. Glory be to God. There's not a no that is in your season. Amen. Glory be to God. So God will give you the things that you need, amen, in your season, but it still deals with time. Amen. Glory be to God. So when we look here, three words that it's saying do. Now let's work with the D-O. D-O says do. Amen. And God is asking for us to do something. That word do is a verb. Amen. Glory be to God. It's a verb. It shows action. Amen. Glory be to God. My grandma always taught me, nothing is promised to a sleeper but a dream. Amen. Glory be to God. Somebody can be throwing out money, but you will not get it because you're sleeping. So you have to be part of the doing committee. Amen. Glory be to God. A doer is one that gets out, amen, and do things. Amen. Glory be to God. Shows action. Amen. Glory be to God. It's just like a farmer. Amen. That farmer know that he has to get up and plant, amen, that seed in the ground. Now, just because he planted the seed, he did what you call a D.O., which means he showed action, he bent down, and he planted that seed in the soil. Amen. But God is saying, just don't stop there, my brother and my sister. Amen. Let's go unto the other do. Amen. Glory be to God. That other do is the D-E-W. Amen. Glory be to God. It's the accumulated moisture, amen, that is put, amen, that is accumulated up on a plant or different things if it stays there from one night to the next morning. It's called the dew. Amen. Glory be to God. And that causes, amen, the sweat, because that causes, you to toil. Amen. It causes you to get out there and to work, not just, you know, not just plant it, but to work. Amen. Glory be to God. And watch the fruit, or watch the plant. Amen. Your seed begin to germinate and begin to go forth. Amen. Glory be to God. So we, inside of your season, amen, don't forget that there is the D-O. Amen. The D-O means to plant it. Amen. The D-E-W, amen, glory be to God, is the accumulation of moisture. Amen. Either on your forehead because you had to toil that dirt. Amen. You had to make sure that it was plowed. You had to make sure you had to get the weeds from around it. But if you be faithful, if you be faithful in well-doing, come on now, well-doing, amen, glory be to God. If you be faithful, amen, glory be to God. The word of God says that he would allow us to eat off the fruit of the land. Amen, to eat the fruit of the land. Amen, glory be to God. So now we're going unto our third due. Amen, that third due, amen, glory be to God, is the D-U-E. Amen, glory be to God, because if you keep going out there day after day and watering it and feeding it and cultivating it, amen, and putting fertilizer on it, amen, and allowing the sun to give it food and moisture, amen, glory be to God, and go through photosynthesis, amen, develop a root, amen, that fibrous root, amen, and how that root begins to look for the water down underneath, because you have been rooted and grounded in the word of God. Amen, glory be to God. And the only thing that is left from the D-O unto the D-E-W is the D-U-E. Amen, glory be to God. So God is saying, now, because you have been faithful over a few things, I'm about to allow you to be ruler over many. Amen, glory be to God. You might have planted, amen, glory be to God, one kernel of corn, but guaranteed when your due season comes, I feel the power of God in this place. Amen, when that seed had came up, glory be to God, listen, your reaping, amen, glory be to God, your reaping, the word of God says, whatsoever a man what? So that shall he reap. Your reaping is always going to be greater than your sowing. If you plant one kernel of corn, believe me, you're going to have lots of corn on that stalk. Amen, glory be to God, hundreds, amen, of kernels on that stalk. Amen, glory be to God. So this is what God is saying, amen, that in your season, you're going to experience the three dues. Amen, glory be to God. You are going to experience the three dues. The last due is D-U-E. Because you know, glory be to God, around July and August, amen, glory be to God, you about to get you a harvest. You about to bring in the harvest in July, and it's going to continue to go on through July and August and September, amen, glory be to God, even October, amen, glory be to God. And that may be the ending part of it, late October, but look what you have sown. Amen, glory be to God, and now look what you have reaped. Amen, in his season, according to Psalms 1, amen, and 3, that you shall bring forth fruit. Amen, glory be to God, in his season. His season, amen, glory be to God. Talking about that season, amen, you have to make sure, amen, that you are in your right season. Yes, God promised you that vehicle. Yes, God promised you that house. Yes, God promised you that before you leave here that your children, amen, would be saved. Amen, glory be to God. Yes, that you would be in ministry. Amen, I'm talking to some people that may be going through, amen, a droughtish right now. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus, and because of the of your fruit is not coming up like it should. But I tell you that if you be faithful, and you get out there and you begin to cultivate that soil. Amen. Glory be to God. And you begin to, amen, feed that soil and allow no weeds to grow around it and water that and give it nutrition. Amen. Glory be to God. Guaranteed it's going to come up. Amen. Glory be to God. Your laboring is not going to be in vain. Amen. Glory be to God. And I'm talking to someone right now. Amen. That is going through that droughtage. Amen. Feel like giving up and going and throwing in the towel. Oh, but I guarantee you, just keep on plowing. Glory be to God. Just keep on plowing. Amen. Keep on pulling those leaves out so it will not choke. Amen. That tender plant. Amen. Glory be to God. And I'm telling you, glory be to God, you have to experience a due season. You have to experience a DUE. Amen. Glory be to God. Because once you, amen, have multiplied your DO into that DEW, your equals, you know, your equal sign is going to become the answer. Amen. And that's DUE. Amen. Glory be to God. And we give God praise. Amen. On today. Amen. Glory be to God. Because God want us to experience, amen, the do. Amen. Glory be to God. He want us to experience the do. Amen. In our lives. Amen. Glory be to God. Because God promised us. Amen. If he promised us, amen, he's going to do it. Amen. And we thank God for his glory. Amen. Glory be to God. Because if we be faithful over a few things, that corn, that one little corn, that kernel, amen, glory be to God, that's called faithfulness. If we be faithful over it, if we learn how to cultivate that soil, amen, glory be to God, you don't have a time to sleep in and oversleep. You got to get it out and you got to water it before that sun comes out so it can receive that water. Amen, glory be to God. And then when that DUE begin to take over, you are going to get a harvest of return. And this is what God is looking for. Amen. The laborers are few. Amen. Glory be to God. The harvest is ripe. Amen. The laborers are few. Amen. Glory be to God. Who will get out there? Amen. Glory be to God. Who will get out there and do what God say do? Amen. Be obedient according to the ministry. Amen. Glory be to God. Not caring about if nobody else go. Maybe somebody else may be sleeping, amen, and slumbering, amen, hanging out at the marketplace. Amen. Glory be to God. But you have to make sure that you're in that place. You have to make sure that you're in that place, amen, where God can use you. Amen. Glory be to God. So this is what God is saying here, amen, on today, that if you be faithful over a few things, amen, he would make you be ruler over many. Amen. And we thank God for Jesus on today. We thank God, amen, that it's only through him that we live, that we move, and that we have our being. Amen. Glory be to God. Faithfulness. Amen. Faithfulness is going to come with the price. Amen. Faithfulness comes with sacrifice. Amen. Glory be to God. No, you didn't feel like getting up. No, you didn't feel like, amen, plowing on today. Amen. Going out in the fields. Amen. You know what fields I'm talking about. Witnessing on today. Amen. Causing your life to be a witness. Amen. Glory be to God. You might have didn't feel like it, but because you love Jesus, because you don't want to see people die and go to hell. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Glory be to God. Then we got out there. Amen. And we did what work we supposed to done. Amen. Don't you want to see Jesus? Amen. Don't you want to see Jesus in peace? And he tell you, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Amen. Glory be to God. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Amen. So this is what God is saying here on today. Be faithful. Amen. Be faithful. Amen. Be faithful. Amen. In season. Amen. And out of season. Amen. Glory be to God. So those are the three seasons. And I found out, my brothers and my sisters, that when you do all three of the dues, amen, glory be to God, even when you come out of your season, amen, glory be to God, your season may be, amen, glory be to God, may be a time that God is refreshing you. Amen, glory be to God, where he causes you to rest for a while, where he causes you to lay on your belly, amen, for a while and shut you out of the world. Amen, glory be to God, and concentrate on him. Amen, and consecrate yourself. Amen, and begin to fast. Amen, glory be to God. Listen, you would even be blessed in your outer season. Amen, glory be to God. Remember, seasons come, amen, glory be to God, in different stages in times. Amen, glory be to God. So, yes, you're going to experience a winter drought. Amen. Glory be to God. You're going to experience a winner. But the thing is, you can start saving up, amen, in your call, in your harvest. Amen. Glory be to God. You can save up in your harvest. Amen. Glory be to God. And he would even sustain you. Glory be to God. He will sustain you, amen, even in the spiritual winter. Amen. Glory be to God. Sometimes you may not feel like praying. Oh, but I dare you to get on your knees and begin to pray. Oh, glory be to God. Sometimes you may not want to fast. Oh, but when God called that fast, I dare you to fast for the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. That will strengthen you. Amen. Glory be to God when you don't feel, amen, the prayer wheel turning. Amen. Glory be to God. But God, I'm telling you, that Holy Ghost will begin to stir down inside of you and begin to pray, amen, for you on your behalf. I've been there and done that. Been on my back sick for 2 years. Amen. Glory be to God. But, oh, I sent up timber when I had a chance. Amen. Glory be to God. And when I couldn't even pray for myself, oh, I felt the Holy Ghost praying for me. Amen. Glory be to God. I was still effective in my season and even out of my season when God had told me, amen, to rest a little while. Amen. Glory be to God. And I'm telling you, I am back. Amen. Glory be to God. And I'm telling you, there is, amen, rest is over. Amen, glory be to God. It's full throttle ahead. Amen, to see what the end is going to be. Amen, glory be to God. And we just thank God. Amen, find yourself working. Amen, in the kingdom. Find yourself working. Amen, in the kingdom. Amen, and we give God praise. Amen, glory be to God. Don't neglect God's kingdom. Don't neglect the harvest. Amen, glory be to God. Yes, you will get the car. Yes, you will get the house. Amen. Glory be to God. But listen, if you just take care of God's dues, amen, he's going to take care of your dues. Amen. Glory be to God. And when due season come, your D-U-E come, amen, not even the devil in hell can stop you. Glory be to God. See, glory to God. Even the devil cannot stop you. Amen. Glory be to God. I told you, it's a yes in the due season. Amen. Glory be to God. I dare you to say yes to God in your D.O. season. Oh, I feel the power of God in this place. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. I dare you to say yes. Amen. In your D.E.W. Amen. Glory be to God. The sweat, amen, that you have put in, the time that you have put in. Amen. Glory be to God. Oh, you might have to cry sometime in your D-E-W. Amen. That's where the moisture comes from. Amen. The crying experience. That's where the moisture comes from. The sweating it out experience. Amen. When nobody else is going. When brothers and sisters is not going. Amen. Fathers and mothers is not going. Amen. You're going to have to go by yourself. Amen. Glory be to God. But I tell you, if you be faithful, hallelujah, glory to God. Amen. I'm telling you, doors will begin to open for you. Amen. Glory be to God. As you've been prophetic, you can speak to those portals. Amen. Glory be to God and open up those portals from heaven and to earth and cause those things, amen, to fall down into your atmosphere. Amen. Glory be to God. To cause it to be manifested. Amen. That's what we have to do. Amen. Glory be to God. When we have went through the dues, amen, glory be to God. When we have paid our dues, amen, in our due season, amen, we can go before God. Amen, glory be to God. And we can begin to unloose some things, amen, in our atmosphere. We can call those things be not as though they were. Amen, glory be to God. Do we see it? No, we don't. Amen, glory be to God. Do we feel it? No, we don't. Amen, but I dare you to get in those dues. Amen, glory be to God. I dare you to get in them. Amen, glory be to God, and God is going to do it for you. Amen, glory be to God. You will be able to manifest those things. You can bring it into manifestation. Amen, glory be to God. Hallelujah. I feel the power of God on this phone. Amen, glory be to God. Listen, we thank God on tonight because God is doing great things. Amen. We thank God that, amen, our overseer and our apostle, amen, Apostle Carl Flowers, amen, glory be to God, an awesome man of God. Amen. Glory be to God. We thank God for him. Amen. Glory be to God. We thank God for this mighty, amen, mighty man of God. Amen. Glory be to God that have allowed such A person is me, amen, glory be to God. Someone, amen, glory be to God, that had to say yes to the man of God. Amen, because I respect him and I honor him. Amen, it's my overseer. Amen, glory be to God. And we love him. We love you, Apostle Carl Flowers, amen, and First Lady. Amen, continue to do the work. Amen, glory be to God, that God is telling you to do. Amen, continue to hear the voice of God. Amen, glory be to God, and we give God praise. Amen, what we learned today, amen, glory be to God, that you, amen, if you be faithful in your dues, he will be faithful to you in your dues. Amen, glory be to God. So listen, I want to open up, amen, for those that desire prayer. Amen, glory be to God, for those that want to open up salvation. Amen, for those, amen, we already know that the doors of the church been open for 2,000 years. Amen, glory be to God. But listen, if you, amen, glory be to God, if you, amen, want to be saved on today, listen, I want you to repeat after me. Father God, in the name of your precious son, Jesus, we say thank you, O God. I say thank you, O God, that I was able to hear this message, and this message pricked my heart on today. Lord, forgive me for walking out of time, and forgive me for walking out of my season. Father God, touch my heart and clean me up, O God, in your precious name of Jesus. I acknowledge that, Jesus, you died for me, and I thank you for setting me free on today. Father God, I thank you for accepting me in the kingdom. I am now a son of you, or a daughter, in the name of Jesus. And we say thank you. And I give you all honor, praise, and glory. My friend, if you prayed that prayer, amen, glory be to God. We just thank God for you. Amen. And the director is going to let you know how you can obtain a free gift. Amen, glory be to God, because amen, you took that time to pray with us. Amen, we're going to turn it back over to the director as she began to come and go on accordingly. Amen.
Glory to God, glory to God. If you accepted the call to salvation, you can go to www.kingdombuildersplaza.org and let us know. If you do not have a Bible, we would love to send you a Bible or an MP3 player of the Bible. The angels are rejoicing, and we are rejoicing, and we just thank God, because that's what it's all about, a soul coming into the kingdom. Glory be to God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And men of God, I just thank you for the word and allowing the Holy Spirit to use you tonight and break down that new season. What a word. And if you're over the internet or you over the phone line, go tell somebody to go into the archives and listen to the broadcast. And you go back in and listen to it again. I'm going to have to listen to it again in my quiet time. Glory be to God. And I thank God for allowing, again, the Holy Spirit to use you. And I actually have two prayer requests.
Amen.
One prayer request is for my brother. His name is Marcel. He just had procedure for bleeding ulcers in his stomach. He almost actually passed out Monday. Too many painkillers. Almost OD. Somebody found him. They got his heart back pumping. Then by Friday, he passed out again because he had ulcers in his stomach and lost too much blood. And he's in intensive care. And when I went to see him yesterday, I said, God spared your life too bad. See, he keep running from God. He don't want to surrender.
My God.
But I'm calling him a God-loving, God-fearing, Holy Ghost-filled, do-all-the-world praying man of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
So God is going to use him.
Yes, yes,
and he's in time. And I pray that this have touched his heart to say, God, I surrender. I believe it. So I just want you, men of God, to come and to agreement with me for my brother, because the enemy got to get. God spared his life two times. They
got
all cold, foaming at the mouth, heart not beating.
and got resigned to a Monday. Then Friday, they talked to me getting all cold, barely breathing, and his blood level at 5, it should be 12, his hemoglobin.
My God,
today. But God got the last say so. The surgeon said we went in, they wouldn't even bleed, so it was easy for them to stop. But God got the last say so.
Yes,
glory
to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory Amen. We pray for, and before I pray for prophet, oh my God. Well, thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen. God said that man of God is going to be a prophet. Amen. Glory be to God. I thank God for, I don't know him, never saw him before, but I just saw the word prophet, amen, over him. Listen, when you begin to say what you said, the Spirit of God showed me a clock on the wall. And the thing is, life is nothing but a time clock. It's a circle. Amen. And so many times we try to run away, and all we doing is getting closer to the 12. Amen. We try to get further from the 12 by going to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. But if he keep running, he's going to end up running back into 12. Amen. Glory be to God, which is his due time and his season. Amen. Father God, we pray right now for Prophet Marcel. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, wherever he may be, oh, God. Father God, according to your word, in the name of Jesus, Father God, you said if we declare a thing, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we pray right now, in the name of Jesus, that his life will line up. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, wherever he may be right now. Lord Jesus, we declare that he feel the power of God right now as we begin to pray. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we cancel every assignment in the name of Jesus that the enemy have for him in the name of Jesus. And, Father God, we loose your miracles in the name of Jesus to take root and to take hold of this man of God right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we even speak that he's a man of God. You said, speak though things be not as though they were, and we believe it, O God, according to your power that you give to us in Jesus' name. We declare and we decree it in Jesus' name. And so let it be written and let it be done in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
God,
thank
you,
Jesus.
God, you get all the glory.
Thank you,
One
Jesus.
Of my good friends, bury her mother tomorrow. And I
my
say, God.
God,
I thank God that I'm not burying my brother. My mother's not burying her son. His kids
Jesus.
Is not burying. They did me.
Yes, God.
God, you are such a, you awesome. Glory to God.
Yes, he
God.
Is.
We give you the glory. This is a testimony unto you.
Yes, God.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. You know what? I have a prayer request myself. I'm
Amen.
At a crossroad right now. And between moving out of state and staying in state. And I know God has spoken to my heart on what I need to do. And I don't know what I'm trying to say. Just coming to agreement with me on I will do with God. Because, you know, sometimes we struggle with things. Moving back to Mississippi. I have no family in Mississippi but my goddaughter who I moved down and with me before. So now, come on, the Holy Spirit, I'm not asking for direction. I'm just asking for confirmation on what I need to do.
Amen. Amen. You know, even when God was allowing me to minister the word of God, when, you know, in the message, what God actually was saying here, and I think I spoke that thing too, that when we move out of time and out of season, what it is sometimes we'll say, Lord, what happened? You know, we didn't get the car like the prophet prophesied to us or whatever. Lord, you said, well, you know, I believe this is a man of God and different things like that. But the matter is, it deals with time and it deals with season. Now, time is always going to be bigger than your season. So, like I said, seasons is specific. So this is what you're wrestling with, the specific right now, because, you know, it will become a time where, you know, you will be either moving or going somewhere else, you know, and stuff like that. But this is the season, amen, is it your season, and, you know, to do what you know that God have already spoke to your heart. You know, sometimes God can play the game of, it's really not a game, but it's almost called the silence of the lamb, amen, where God mm-hmm. don't speak. It's a time to, see, always remember this, my sister, when God is not speaking, he's doing the next thing he's doing. He's doing either two things, okay. He's speaking or he's doing, amen. And sometimes God said, I'm tired of speaking, I'm about to do, amen, glory be to God. So what I will say to you is continue to embrace the word of God, amen, and you're going to find your confirmation through the word of God. You're definitely going to find your confirmation, amen, and I could even see, amen, you even even praying even in the morning time. I don't know if this is what you're doing now, but God is saying, seek me early while I may be found. Amen, glory be to God. Call upon me while I'm yet near. Amen, glory be to God, because there's ministry that's for you. Amen, glory be to God. And God said that it's my desire, amen, that you step out and you do the work that God is asking and have preordained you to do. Amen, glory be to God. So what God is saying here, amen, glory be to God, is we don't want to be hasty, amen, in our decision-making, but long as we're hearing from the voice of God, now that's wisdom kicking in there, or whatever, long as we hear from the voice of God, then we cannot err.
Amen.
And you do what God is saying,
amen.
Do. Especially
amen.
When you know the voice of God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Glory
amen.
To God. And Kingdom Builders International also have 5 o'clock a.m. Central Time to 6 o'clock a.m. prayer, intercessory prayer, 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. And the number is 218-895-2180. And the code is pray. Glory to God.
Mm.
Glory to God. At this time, if there's anyone else on the line that would like to come forth with a prayer request or a comment, you may come forth now. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We magnify you, glorify you, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
You're worthy of all the glory, and honor, and praise. Thank you, Lord. Well, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, I plead the blood of Jesus over the men
yes,
of God.
God.
I
yes,
pray
God.
Right now, God, for you to deposit double into what he
yes.
poured out to your people tonight in the name of Jesus. I
banish
yes, spirit of backlash and retaliation
yes,
in the mighty
God.
Name of Jesus. I
thank
you, Lord God, that your word went forth with power tonight in the mighty name of
yes,
Jesus,
God.
Lord God. I thank you, Father God, that you will continue to supply every need for the men of God and this ministry
yes,
in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, I thank you for
yes,
every
God.
Open door that you have
yes,
opened
God.
For the man of God. In the
yes,
mighty
God.
Name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I thank you, Lord God.
Glory to God.
For raining down on him everything that he's needed, God, for his ministry. In the
yes,
name
God.
Of Jesus, God.
In the name of Jesus.
I thank you, Lord God, that the eyes of his understanding is open even the more, Father God. In
yes,
the
God.
Name of Jesus, God.
Yes, God.
Lord, I plead the blood of Jesus over him, and I thank you that no weapon formed
yes,
against him shall prosper. In
yes.
the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord God, for your war angels. There's war
thank
on
you,
his behalf, on his ministry behalf, on his family behalf. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, and I thank
yes,
you, Father, in Jesus Christ's mighty
name.
I pray,
yes,
amen, and
thank
glory
you,
to God, glory to God, glory
thank
to
you,
God.
Jesus.
At this time, men of God, do you have any last comments before we close off?
Amen. And for those that desire to be a friend with me, you can go to my Facebook page and invite yourself into the Facebook. Go to Bishop Stevie Collins. Amen. If you would like to be a friend, amen, keep in contact. Amen.
Amen. And glory to God. And again, Bishop Stevie Collins is filling in for Apostle Pearl Flowers,
yes.
who come on
yes.
every first and third Monday at 8 o'clock. P.M. Glory to
yes, God.
God.
thank you, Jesus. And we also give a shout-out to Prophetess Teresa Dock, the visionary of Kingdom Daughters and Kingdom Builders International.
Yes,
glory
God.
To God. And then we thank God again for everyone that has listened to this message. For everyone that listens to this message, I thank you, God, it will penetrate their hearts, Lord God.
Yes,
they will receive
yes.
what you are saying through your prophet, the man of God, tonight. In
yes,
Jesus'
yes.
name, glory be
yes.
to God. Glory
yes,
be to God.
God.
And all is said, all is well, glory to God.
Amen.
Again, thank you, men of God, for filling in, glory to God. He's going to have to invite you back again as a guest, glory to God.
Amen.
Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus.
God be the glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. And everyone remember, Kingdom Builders International love you, but God loves you even more, and you continue to have a blessed evening. And good night.
Amen.